ask everyone to please stand.
Roger, everything seems really loud. I think they had an event here Friday night. I saw a lot of cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if the mains are turned up or what. All right, Terry. Sorry.
I want to share something with you as a call to worship this morning, just about the power of music. The last few hours, the power of music has been very evident in my experience. First of all, at Kalen Beckley's memorial service yesterday, the music was just absolutely uplifting. I want to also say how proud, in the right sense of the word, I was of our worship team to be there and lead that praise. And it was just such an uplift in a time where we need uplifting. So last night, with my wife spending the night with her mother, I found a music station to go to sleep by and to wake up by. And so all morning I've been listening to some really uplifting gospel music. And I realize it does have an impact. So as we open worship this morning, we have an opportunity through music to just trade our sorrows and lift our spirits. What a wonderful offer to get rid of the negative and replace it with some positive. And one of the ways God does that is with music. So this morning we welcome you and invite you to join in the experience of worship and the uplift of your spirit just through this wonderful gift of music. Let's praise the Lord today.
Yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Sing it a little louder now.
Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Let's rejoice.
La 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 la.
You might say, why do we sing la 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 la? It's like little kids. Well, isn't that what we're supposed to be before God? To come to His. As a matter of fact, there's like four or five excepts in the Bible, and one of them is, except you become as a little child, you shall not, what? Enter the kingdom. So we do that to humble ourselves, and my voice cracks on the laws, but that's why we throw it out there. Praise God.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me. As it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart say, Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be your name.
Praise the Lord.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Could you or evil victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other mount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power.
Didn't know about the blood, you heard about it this morning.
Amen. Well, I have several things that we need to be made aware of and share by way of announcements. If you would please, you'll notice in your bulletin there are two inserts. One is the daily scriptures for the week, and then there's one with community prayer concerns. This comes out of a community prayer meeting that's held on the second Saturday of each month at different churches, and these are specific prayer requests from different people who work in our community, in our help organizations, our schools, the jails, all kinds of different programs, as well as just an overall need for our world to have a touch from God, families, and so many things that we're all so familiar with that have so much trouble. Put this on your refrigerator. This was the idea. Put this on your refrigerator as a daily reminder. And then we put a little perforated line that after this next week you can cut off. But during this next week, we'd like for you to pray daily for our homecoming services, which start next Sunday morning. So please put this on your refrigerator or on your mirror, someplace where you'll look at it, and just bring these things before God's throne of grace. And speaking of our homecoming services, we do begin next Sunday morning in the morning service. And after that morning service, Barry Perez, of course, will be here speaking. I think they're planning to come in on Saturday, he and Jan. Also, the Kellys from North Carolina, who were founding members of this church, plan to be here and with us for this time. So looking forward to seeing Mike and Dolores and Dave. And along that same line, we're encouraging you to reach out to folks who have had an affiliation with this church in its past, friends and neighbors, because in addition to Sunday morning, we'll have services Tuesday night and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So please note those times and make that known. We'll get a story in this week's paper and also the radio station. But your one-on-one phone calls, Facebook, letting folks know is one of the best ways to advertise. Also, in the midst of next week is the Habitat for Humanity dinner and auction at the Salvisa Baptist Church. That's on Monday, beginning at 5:30 when the doors open. Also, just a note, those who had wanted to offer gifts for Caleb for his years of service on the worship team, you can do that over the next couple of weeks, and we just put a slight reminder to you about that. Today, 3:30 p.m., the Willows, Robbie Corley will be leading us out there. You're invited to please come. We'll share for about 45 minutes with those folks, offer communion to them, have a time of singing, and Robbie will be leading a Bible study with the residents there who attend. That's at 3:30 today at the Willows. I think I've covered just about everything I mentioned earlier in the beginning about our worship team being a part of Kaylin Beckley's memorial service yesterday, and I just wanted to personally say what a blessing and fitting memorial was held for Kaylin. George Smith and I were talking. We won't know anything about it when our time comes, but a service like that would suit us just fine. So it was so well put together and such a blessing. Do any of you have an announcement this morning? I have one or two. Let's try to keep them brief as possible. We have a full day today. Please be cognizant of that, Rock.
I just want to thank our church for your prayers through this time. Some of y'all created food and sent it for us for our family dinner. That was so much appreciated. Thank you for mostly your prayers, though, because it was difficult. You know, there was just hard putting that service together for multiple reasons, and the Lord just brought glory to his name through it. Couldn't believe how many people were there. I was really surprised at the crowd. So just thank y'all so much. I really, really love my home church.
I would just like to add a word to Barry, to Terry's announcement about Barry's coming. I look at this as not only myself, not only as a homecoming for past members that have been here, was with us many years ago, but also just invite people to come with you, put the word out. God is using Barry mightily across the whole nation. He travels all over the United States, and there's mighty miracles of healing and all kinds of healings and miracles happening wherever he goes. Salvations. It's really a blessing to me to see what God is doing through him, and there's no reason why it can't happen in Mercer County also. And I know we have lots of people in Mercer County that need salvation, that need healing of all kinds and miracles of all kinds. So be in prayer about this and invite people to come that you know would benefit from being in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
I'd like to bring some attention to the mission trip that we're going to be making down to Mexico. At this time, Walmart is selling all their summer things really, really cheap, like flip-flops for 50 cents, and all the children's summer clothes are on sale and cheap. If you don't mind, make a trip by Walmart and pick some of that stuff up for us so that we can take a bunch of that stuff down to Adena, down to the orphanage. Yeah, ages 5 and up in the clothes, and the flip-flops under size 9. Yeah, size 8 and lower, kids especially.
One other thing I wanted to mention in regard to next Sunday's potluck dinner. If you notice in there, I didn't read it, but if you read it, you'll notice that our meal is being catered, but we are asking that desserts be provided by you, the church members. So please, ladies and men, because some of you men probably are pretty good cooks, and if so, I don't want to limit it just to the ladies. So folks of the church, if you can make desserts to share in next Sunday's luncheon. I think maybe that's everything that we needed to cover. That's fine. If you'll look in your bulletin, you'll see who's having birthdays and anniversaries this week. This Wednesday, August 22nd, we wish a happy birthday to Leanne Cromer. And on Friday, August the 24th, we wish a happy anniversary to Vance and Kay Smith. I learned something in Rick Lee's finance class. By the way, we had a really good session Wednesday night, and the third in that Money Smarts will be this coming Wednesday. This has nothing to do with the money, except Vance shared about starting a small business and some of the things. I thought about what I learned, and I wanted to share with you all. I changed it just a little bit. After owning his own business and selling pharmacies, he went to work. How many of you knew he worked at CVS? How many of you knew that CVS stands for Call Vance Smith? So I learned that. It's amazing, isn't it? It just stands for Call Vance Smith. So now that he's not there, I don't know who you call, but I guess they're going to have to change the name. But I encourage you to come Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for that class. It's been very, very helpful working on. The simple fact underlying all of it is, folks, you can't spend more money than you make. And if you're doing that, it's a recipe for trouble. You can't spend more than you make. But we're getting a lot of really good ideas and interaction to think about. So I encourage you to come to that at 7 o'clock. Prayer time, lots of things we've been praying about, lots of needs on our prayer list. Would ask you to add Colleen's mom. That Colleen's spending the night last night with her. Her mom's kind of had a setback, not knowing if she can stay by herself as she has been. So a lot of decisions to be made. They would appreciate your prayers. You may have things on your heart. Let's bow before the Lord and let's all be in an attitude of prayer. God reads our minds and our hearts. The Bible says even before a word is on our tongue, He knows it altogether. But some may feel led to just give thanks to the Lord. Lift up your requests to the Lord. We'll take these few moments of prayer time together to go before the throne of grace. Father, our prayers are so often mixed with thanksgivings and requests, which serve to remind us that you're the source of our blessings and that we need your blessings. We are human. We are frail. We're subject to the curses of sin in this world and the effects upon our health, our relationships, and so many things, Lord, that are a part of this fallen world. But we thank you that you have redeemed us out of this world, that while we're living in it, we have access to the one who's in control of all things, the one who gives us a hope and a future, the one who assures us that all things can work together for your good and your glory if we will submit ourselves to you, if we will lean on you, if we will depend on you, Father. And so for all these varied reasons, emotions, thoughts, and feelings that are a part of our human condition, we come before you, the creator of the universe, the one who is our redeemer, the one who saved us by grace through the sending of your Son. And we lay all these things before your throne of grace because you've invited us to. You've told us to let you bear the burdens. You've told us to come boldly before the throne of grace to receive help in our time of need. You've told us that we will have trouble in this world, but that we have peace and help beyond the world because you've conquered it. So, Father, for all these reasons, we bring these things before you in the way that we do, with the assurance that we're placing them in good hands. And we pray that, thinking of hands, Father, in the name of the one whose hands were pierced for us, even Jesus. Amen. Before our communion service this morning, we're going to share a couple of songs of worship to help prepare us for the Lord's Supper, and I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us in that time of worship and preparation right now.
You know, always at our church, you're free to remain seated if you're more comfortable worshiping like that, but I invite you to stand as we sing. Thank you.
Near the cross, I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand, just beyond the river. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Heavenly Father, we come to this time of communion having just sung words that said, "This I know with all my heart, Jesus' wounds have paid my ransom." Father, may that sink into our hearts. May it be something that is more than a phrase, or words on a screen, but let us settle it deep within our own hearts, the very core of our being, that we boast in no gifts, we boast in no power, we boast only in the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid the price in full. And when we gather around this table, Lord, we do so at His invitation, His bidding, and His command that we do this and show forth His death until He comes again. So together today, as we break bread, we do so with humble hearts, and we do so with grateful appreciation to commune with our Savior and our brothers and our sisters. And we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. But I ask those who are going to help serve this morning to come. We will offer a blessing on the bread and on the cup, which is the fruit of the vine. And after we have that blessing, Joyce will minister to us on the piano. And you're invited to come and share the Lord's Supper with us. This altar is open. You can come and stand or kneel. And it is His supper. And if you are in a right relationship with Jesus, having settled in your heart your belief and trust in Him and have made that profession of faith, then you're invited to share with us His supper. As we bow together for blessing upon the bread and upon the cup, we'll have our prayer just in a moment, and then the invitation will be to come. Will you bow with me, and Kent, would you lead us in a word of blessing upon the bread, and then I'll ask David Settle to lead a blessing upon the cup. Let's pray together.
Dear Heavenly Father, we love You and honor and praise You, and thank You for sacrificing Your body for us, and Lord, we appreciate it, and we love You for it. And Lord, if anyone here today is not saved, and Lord, I just request that You would come to the front, and Lord, it's You don't have nothing to look forward to, and unless you know Jesus and know God in your heart, Lord. Lord, thank You again. We just praise You and honor. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.
Father, we're grateful to be up here this morning to partake in this communion, to serve our brothers and sisters. It's a humbling effect. Lord, we just thank You so much for this cup that represents the blood of Christ, and we're so grateful for it. Father, we just ask You that You bless this, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord's table is now open for you to come and receive the bread and receive the wine.
Is it on? Is it? It is? Okay.